This is a transcript for Where You At? Composing Identity Through Hyperlocal Narratives, a web text by Devin Fitzgerald Ralston. This is a transcript for the Prezi presentation. The Prezi is titled Composing Hyperlocal, Composing Identity. We are, for better or worse, different people in different places. Alain de Botton, page 12. Three images show three different places as examples of how we might embody different identities in these locations. The first is a stereotypical image of a downtown in small-town America from the 1950s. The second is a street in San Francisco with Victorian architecture. And the third is a cafe restaurant in my hometown of Mobile, Alabama. We create a sense of ourselves through locations, through places, and through elements which help create environments we physically occupy. We experience emotional connections to places and to the people within them. There is an image of a bedside table with a lamp, books, and a small flower vase which accompanies this statement. Today, our relationships with places are complicated and filtered by technologies like GPS and mobile phones. In the background of the statement is a street map with images of smartphones overlaid on top of it. Users can be, and often are, in various physical locations throughout the day while they work, play, and communicate online. We can be online from practically anywhere. To illustrate this, there is a photograph of a woman on a bicycle checking her cell phone. J. David Bolter reminds us that the World Wide Web permits us to construct our identities in and through the sites that we create, as well as those that we visit. Identity, page 17. We share where we are and what we are doing on sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Foursquare. Icon logos for Twitter, Facebook, and Foursquare are directly beneath this statement. We geotag our Flickr photos. Flickr is accompanied by the Flickr logo of two circles, one pink and one blue. Applications like Fire Eagle from Yahoo and Google Latitude make it easy to store your location and share it with a number of applications and social media sites, making it easier to connect to people in your area. We reside in online and offline spaces, often simultaneously. Simultaneously is highlighted with a yellow streak. The connections users make with one another in social media are typically based on proximity, either social or physical, because users are no longer residing in online spaces and then moving offline, but rather moving between the two in a myriad of ways. Proximity is highlighted with a yellow streak. Our collective identities are in constant flux. Because people care about the places they live, they actively seek out and compose information about these places and the communities of which they are a part. Examples of hyperlocal sites are shown in screenshots, including Everyblock, the217.com, Indie.com, Outside In, and the Chicago Tribune Local. As users compose a web presence online for their geophysical location, they compose a collective identity. Newspapers go online and invite readers to post photos, videos, comments, and other content. Sources for information about a particular geophysical location, its government, policies, restaurants, and news increase due to user-generated hyperlocal content and participation. At this point, the slideshow spins upside down to emphasize the "however," which is printed in all caps across the slideshow. However, at its core, the hyperlocal movement isn't about sharing one message to thousands of homes, but rather about conversations, the kinds we get nostalgic about as we text and Facebook and tweet from behind computer screens. The slideshow spins around again. Nostalgia creates a desire to connect to neighborhoods and communities long after they have changed. Digital neighborhoods, places, sites where people congregate, are created in the place of physical ones. As a metaphor, neighborhood evokes community, familiarity, shared space, and often an assumption of shared values. Due to how easily and quickly groups emerge and dissolve via the internet, we have made the neighborhood into an icon, a holder of shared values. We see community and collective identity as an outcome of the neighborhood. When the physical neighborhood changes, for whatever reason, a sense of nostalgia takes its place. Hyperlocal content is an outlet for such nostalgia because it allows users to connect to places they've been, places they live, and places they're going. The slideshow writes itself once more. You can read more about nostalgia, proximity, user-generated content, and how composing the hyperlocal means composing identity as you work your way through the web text. This slideshow has been an overview of how and why users contribute to hyperlocal content. The rest of the web text expands on the ideas, concepts, and practices introduced here. You are now redirected to the beginning.